In this country, the mayor of Helena, Montana, has ambition. Wilmot Collins is now running for the U.S. Senate as a Democrat, which is only the latest step in a remarkable story, which we will tell this morning. Long before he ran for office, Wilmot Collins fled Liberia's civil war. He arrived in Montana as a refugee. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports from Helena.
In the early 90s, Wilmot Collins and his wife escaped the Liberian civil war, broke and starving. They ended up in Helena, Montana.
Why do you think we fled? We fled because we wanted our second chance.
Not long after they moved into their first place on their own here, a neighbor knocked on the door one morning, alerting them to hateful graffiti outside. It wasn't the first racist threat Wilmot had received.
And on my wall was, KKK, go back to Africa.
But ironically, it was this moment nearly 25 years ago when he knew Montana was home. That same morning, a brigade of his neighbors showed up to help him.
My neighbor who got together and washed my wall down. People always say, oh man, you know, you're in Montana. Do you experience racism down there? And I say, yeah, but how your community reacts to what happens will determine whether you belong or not.
So they stayed. He started working as a janitor, then a substitute teacher, and eventually a social worker. He also coached soccer and served on the United Way board. He and his wife raised two kids here. They served in the military. His wife is a nurse at the local VA hospital. They're a refugee success story.
People are always afraid of the unknown. And because they don't know, they tend to lash onto what they know. So how do you break that? Break that by telling them, hey, this is who I am. But until you do that, they don't know.
2 years ago, Wilmot Collins narrowly defeated Helena's entrenched Democratic mayor. Now his eyes are on the U.S. Senate. Between his job, his family, and mayoral duties, he finds every minute he can to campaign.
Hi, Wilmot Collins.
Hi, yes, nice to meet you.
My friend Rose.
You go to my church, Life Covenant Church.
Yeah, I go there.
Walking downtown Helena, he says his strategy is to meet and make connections on issues like trade and student loan debt with as many people as possible in Democratic-leaning towns like this, but also rural, conservative farming areas.
The last thing I want to dwell on is race. It's divisive. I don't want to deal with that.
But he's had to. When the president tweeted that four Democratic lawmakers of color should go back to where they came from, Collins' possible Republican opponent, Senator Steve Daines, heartily backed that racist tweet. Daines tweeted himself, quote, Montanans are sick and tired of listening to anti-American, anti-Semite, radical Democrats trash our country. Collins says the men showed their true colors.
He's trying to say, because they're black and brown, they need to go back to Africa. Where I'm from. But that's wrong. I'm an American. I've served this country honorably.
Daines' office did not make him available for an interview. In a statement, a spokeswoman said the senator, quote, looks forward to having a thoughtful discussion with Montanans on how best to protect our Montana way of life. Senator Daines may be keeping a low profile because he can. The primary isn't even until next June, and Collins is a long-shot candidate. Still, a Liberian refugee running for Senate in the state with the smallest black population in the country isn't going unnoticed.
Well, as a historian, I'm absolutely delighted because this opens up a whole conversation about the history of race in Montana.
Professor Tobin Miller Shearer runs the African American Studies program at the University of Montana. He says it will force a conversation about a long and violent history of racism and KKK activity in the Northwest, a history that's finding new life today.
Mayor Collins will always face the reality of his race in this state and any state in this country, but particularly here because of the ways in which the white supremacy movement has begun to try to put on a civilized and acceptable face.
The Montana Human Rights Network has been tracking a rise in white nationalist sentiment and recruitment in the rural Northwest since 2016. The group's Rachel Carol Rivas says Wilmot Collins' candidacy is being met with excitement, but also anxiety.
I think there is a reason to be concerned for the safety of people of color, including immigrants, right now in Montana, in the Pacific Northwest, and across the U.S. because of the vitriolic scapegoating of immigrants and brown folks by activists and elected officials.
But Carol Rivas says Mayor Collins is doing exactly what he should to respond to hate. Be out in the open, surrounded by friends.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
And at least in Helena, it seems like Collins knows pretty much everyone.
I think it's time that somebody steps up to the plate to bring some civility back. I think it's time that somebody who wants to represent the whole of Montana steps up.
I know I'm the underdog, Collins told me, adding, but that makes me work harder in these unpredictable times. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Helena, Montana.